Welcome to the Productive Cute Podcast. This show is all about empowering you with biblical principles and practical resources to help you overcome being unproductive so you can produce in the area of your passion. Now your host, Quamon Fowler.
Welcome to the Productive Cute Podcast. I'm Quamon Fowler coming to you today with an interview with a good friend of mine who has been a mentor as well as a friend. He's helped me with some projects business-wise, and also he is the one who puts the lyrics to some of my songs that I've released that are available on Forever album, my 2017 release, and also With You album, which is the 2018 release. And really good guy. You know, he's a married man, family man, businessman, and he just has a lot of good insight, wisdom, and perspective. He's an engineer by trade, but has a passion for music, you know. So I wanted to share this interview with you. It's a two-part series, so here's part one.
All righty. We are here for another Productive Cue podcast. And this has been a long time coming, but I wanted to have a good friend to come on, and we've always had great conversations from over the years from us knowing each other. He's a phenomenal businessman, a man of God, a husband, wow, a father, and a great songwriter. And I would love to introduce him to my listeners out there. What's going on, Mr. Wendell Mosley?
Hey, come on, how you doing? I'm doing great,
Okay. Cool. Well, man, so we've been talking a lot over the years, and I thought it would be good to get it going with this podcast, man, so a lot of people can get a chance to meet you, and we can kind of talk about some of the things that has inspired you. And the whole goal here on this podcast, and this, I really had to dig deep, and you actually helped me too with this process, is really get to the heart of the core of who we are and what drives our passion.
Sure.
And so sometimes we can get pigeonholed because, you know, in our particular field, people who know us in that area, you know, they just think that that's the most that we have to offer is, like, you know, that particular thing. Whereas,
right,
you know, we wear many hats, you know, and when we're at home, you know, our families see us in a different light than what they see us in our job. And so I wanted to have you on here and just get a chance to kind of go through some questions, and we can spark some conversation and jump into some things.
Absolutely.
Okay. So first off, can you tell us what do you do and how long have you been doing it?
Wow, man, what a question. I appreciate it. So I've worked in the field of Homeland Security since 2001. And then before that, I worked 4 years as a graduate mechanical engineer for an engineering firm. And so, you know, a total of 22 years worth of work experiences. And I also write songs for Christians, and I've been doing that for about 25 years. So.
Wow, that's pretty good, man. That's awesome. So tell me, what really impacted your life to become a student of the Word of God?
Initially, it started in my senior year in high school, really. I was a four-star quarterback. I wasn't a five-star. I was a four-star quarterback, and in high school, and I had what some saw as a promising college career ahead of me. And then I had a season-ending injury, I think, like on the seventh game of the year, my senior year. And it had a pretty big impact on my trajectory as to where I was going. And so when I look back on it, it kind of broke me. It broke my heart, basically. Mm-hmm. And but at that time, the only place I could run to was to Jesus Christ. And so, mm-hmm. It basically changed my life. So.
Oh, that injury!
Yes,
wow,
absolutely,
you could see yourself, like, you was picturing yourself to go to college, play football, and play in the NFL or something.
Right. Yeah. So it you know, that was that was pretty much, you know, what I wanted to do per se.
Mm-hmm.
And that summer before my senior season, I was featured in, you know, Texas Football, which is a big Texas football magazine. I was featured in local newspapers. I had, certain offers from colleges that, you know, were recruiting and looking for talent for the, you know, for their next season. And so when that happened, it pretty much changed everything.
So you used the word to really help pull your thoughts and everything, your spirit together.
Well, I think you know, you asked the question, how did that affect, essentially, how did it affect my life? I mean, it was something, it was when I look back on it, it's kind of weird, so to speak, but in a good way. And I think all the things that have been stored in me, have been programmed in me at that time, kind of came back at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it had a lot to do with how my parents had trained me up and putting me into a path of good, godly character. And so when the injury stopped my forward progress, you know, it set me on a course to where I was just seeking after God. I was seeking for direction. I was just seeking for instruction for my life, because what had seemed like, you know, the things that I wanted to do, it looked like there was no path to get there, because mm-hmm. the injury was fairly significant. I never had, you know, I had never been out without the use of one of my limbs, right? So I ended up hurting my left knee, and I had to have knee surgery. But I had never, you know, experienced that before. And man, it was just a game changer, because I had to, you know, everything kind of changed. I was walking on crutches. I was, you know, whenever, you know, we would, you know, go somewhere, we had to park in a handicapped parking spot or something, you know, because, you know, I'm just basically, you know, for about, almost 6 months, I'm either kind of disabled or in a rehab state. But, interestingly enough, I had a friend of the family who shared, or who had heard about what had happened to me. And he ended up calling a football coach friend of his at the University of North Texas on my behalf. I didn't know any of this was going on. But I had been praying. I've been seeking the Lord. I've been reading the book of Ecclesiastes and Proverbs. And just over and over and over and over and over again, I was just trying to grasp it and understand it, because it has some instructions in there on how you should do things. And so in the background, God was working out what my next move would be. So my mom came to me one day and said, you know, she said, hey, a friend of the family, you know, has, you know, contacted a coach, and they got a, you know, they want you to basically walk on to the University of North Texas. And so even though they didn't offer me a scholarship, I went ahead and walked on. Long story short, I ended up earning a full athletic scholarship there, earned first string quarterback status my senior year. And so, you know, that one thing, though it stopped my forward progress, it was kind of like a fork in the road because, you know, with just me and my passion toward doing stuff and when I set my mind, my will to doing things, I tended to, I mean, it's just like 100 miles an hour and in many cases 110 miles an hour. So, but, you know, while I was at UNT, I made a lot of mistakes. But in my undergrad, I really yielded my will to the Lord. First time I yielded my will to the Lord. You know, I just said, Lord, you know, thy will, you know, you take my will and make it yours. And I began to make a lot of decisions that put me in arenas with friends and who were ministers for Christ. And I was able to hear from God and carry out some really creative ministry plans. And I was able to develop my songwriting ability. And then I was also able to graduate. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, how things kind of worked out there.
But you did. So you did play football in throughout college.
I did. Played football throughout college. You know, just some of those things that, you know, kind of when you implant from one environment to the next, I mean, it doesn't mean that you lose all the teaching that you've been given. And so what was planted in me while I was at home was to always, you know, have fellowship, you know, be in church, you know, do something. And so, you know, I end up joining a local church there. I end up joining, you know, the Voices of Praise choir. Like I said, my roommate was a minister, you know, and just kind of involving myself with activities and people that would project godly character. I think that was the biggest thing for me at that point in my life, and had a tremendous impact in me actually finishing and completing the task there, which was ultimately to graduate. So
what did you graduate with? What was your degree there?
Yeah, so I got a 4-year Bachelor of Science in Industrial Technology, and okay. it's sort of like a sort of branch of engineering, and and so yeah, so that's I went on from there to Tennessee State University, where I did architectural engineering, 4-year degree as well, and then, you know, went on to did my MBA in 2007.
So, you know, the thing that I think about with you, and this is what I see, you know, even before I didn't get a chance to see you play football or, you know, as a quarterback, but I just know as a quarterback, you got to have precision.
Right.
You know, you have to have good timing and focus. And
right.
So I can see that, you know, in what you do now and how you are. That's the type of person you are.
No, well, thank you.
And so what I see, like, when we started connecting and, you know, when you had got one of my songs and then you put some words to it, I was like, okay. And then I had some other songs that I didn't have words to, and I sent them to you, and you wrote some words. And not only were they good lyrics, but you fit every melody, every melodic note. And it was very precise. And I was like, wow, you know, this dude really got something special. And so I didn't, and it just kind of happened, you know, I was turned on to you through my pastor. And then, you know, we ended up speaking and end up becoming good friends. And you helped me really understand a lot with how to set things up business wise and just looking at things from the standpoint of work for hire and just the engineering of that whole aspect of business, you know.
Right.
So
I can't take any credit for it. I mean, I gotta, you know, also I gotta give God the glory and also just the influences and experiences that, you know, have set a good north, good sail for me in my line of work, or just pretty much whatever I do. I mean, you know, of course, you mentioned football, and you know, football really helped me set goals, so that I can be persistent, so I can be consistent, and be productive. So the main thing with football is, okay, you know, you practice every day, okay? You go to classroom settings every day at a certain time for a certain amount of time, and that has to end up being productive at the end of the day. So your practices, you got to show some progress on Monday, so your coaches may throw, you know, a certain playbook at you for this particular week because of your opponent, and you have to show persistent, consistent progress along the week so that by Friday you can say, okay, I understand the game plan. So I had over, you know, 50 football games in my college career. Each one of them had a game plan. I mean, we practiced every day. We prepared off season, out of season. You know, even during the season, you know, we took football exams and we had to demonstrate that we understood the game plan. So, you know, likewise, the college education just kind of really, you know, helped to enforce that. It helped me understand, you know, as an engineer, we had this process called the engineering problem solving method, you know, and I never forget it. You know, you start with your statement of work, then you have your theory, you know, which is, you know, basically, you know, the process by which you're going to solve this problem. And then you have the actual equation, you know, and then you have your the part of the solution where you actually, you know, diagram everything out, and then you have to prove it, which means you have to go back and work the problem. You have to basically reverse engineer the problem. So that, you know, that helped me really, you know, understand how to look at problems from various different angles, whether they be business problems or personal problems or, you know, challenges, so to speak. So, you know, I believe it or not, all of that helps me to focus quickly and plan and develop song ideas when I'm inspired. So when I got a hold of your music, I mean, I was just like, I think I went out and saw one of your shows. I think we were at some cafe out in Arlington, and I ended up buying a CD. I said, man, you know, first thing, you know, I'm going to do when I get in the car, pop the CD in. So I pop the CD in, man, immediately, I get in this state of inspiration. You know what that is, you know. You don't know when it's going to come, but you know that, you know, you know what it is when you're there. So whenever I hear, you know, the majority of your songs, I get inspired. And then there's another level where I'm inspired to write. And so I don't get that kind of inspiration from from all of the music that I write. But everything works together. Everything that I've done in the past in terms of football, college education, my job, it all helps me to do one of the things I like to do the most, which is music.
That's one of your passions. Is definitely music.
Definitely.
The thing that's very interesting, man, is like it's a tree, right? You know, you see the tree on above the surface, and you see it standing tall, and it has all the branches. But underneath the surface, the roots go down deep and spread out much farther, so that tree can stand.
Right.
And one of the things that I was talking about in a previous podcast is getting the principles. Mm-hmm. And so when you get to the principles and you learn the principles, then you can produce the results that you're looking for. So it's like we live in a day and age now where we're highly distracted and there's so much competition for our attention. Whether it be social media, whether it be, you know, what comes on TV or apps and different things on our phone. And mm-hmm. so, you know, we're people, especially the younger generation, the millennials, post-millennials, they're so used to just stuff going on. And, like, their attention span is real short. And so they'll on YouTube and Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram all day. And when it comes to really getting in depth into studying and focusing, that's people don't do that as much as older generations used to. And so one of the things, like as a teacher teaching music, I get younger students who are fascinated by, you know, the things that I've done and produced, CDs I've put out and videos I've done. And so they're fascinated with it. But at the same time, when you teach them a lesson, you find that they're not really, a lot of them are not really willing to take the time to put it in order to get some of the results that they see me do. And I've been playing for, you know, over 27 years now, you know, 27 years. And I remember, going back, you know, going back thinking about it. When I heard something that was challenging, I listened to it over and over. Even though I didn't understand it, I pushed myself to learn it anyway. And and then over time, just from doing different things, from recording myself to transcribing, you know, writing down solos, listening and learning it by ear, going out and playing, going back and listening to myself and tweaking things. Like because I did all of those things, those were my processes. And so it's kind of like what you were saying, through going through all of your exams and what you practiced from Monday to Friday to make sure you could run the plays and everything. I did the same thing in music, you know, studying forms and studying changes. And so it made my process of, like, coming up with ideas or being able to produce musical ideas, it made it quicker, you know, more precise. And underneath all of that, I think, and this is the beauty about our gift, you know, when you connect with someone else or you see someone else's work, and then you see that it's a lot of precision and thought and highly skilled, you know, experience in it, we connect with that.
Connect,
you know,
exactly.
And
exactly.
That's what inspires us to wanna do more, you know, work with each other, I believe.
Well, you talking about practice.
Practice.
I'm going to Allen Iverson.
right.
But I think you hit the nail on the head, Quamon. I think the principle is what we got to focus on, man.
You've been listening to the Productive Q Podcast, where we help you to overcome being unproductive so you can produce in the area of your passion. If you really enjoy this podcast and you would like to support it with a financial gift, go to bit.ly/supportPQ. That's bit.ly/supportPQ. Your financial support will help in the production of future programs. Thank you so much for listening.